This is GQDN for Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase for all those delicious mixes. Really good. You should try it. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some WoW news in here. We got some PlayStation news. And somebody got a 6% revenue jump. But we begin today with Eurogamer, because there are hundreds of ZeniMax workers that are on strike because of Microsoft outsourcing work and changing the work policies. Now, that just happened today. As a protest that the parent company Microsoft were outsourcing work without bargaining with the CWA union. That is a one-day fallout, or as a one-day walkout for those who work on Fallout. Yeah, Starfield and Doom, and that is being held right now. And that will be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the local time at 4 ZeniMax studio offices in Maryland and Texas. And the staff said that they are concerned with the unilateral decision with the outsourced quality QA assurance and the work of the external teams at the time of a layoff period, because ZeniMax will undercut the union staff by shifting the works somewhere else. Fact, ZeniMax did get up on Twitter and said, quote, "Today we are on strike. We are not afraid to do what's necessary to make sure that Microsoft meets us at the bargaining table over key issues like remote work options and outsourcing," end quote. Now, as a reminder, Microsoft did recognize the ZeniMax Studios union last January, not 2024 or 2023. And that's where 300 video game testers who works at ZeniMax and Bethesda for the titles that are now grouped under the CWA. Now, we'll get to Xbox here in a bit, but there's a reason for that. What we want to get to is EA boss Andrew Wilson is being tapped by Disney. Once again, from Eurogamer, Andrew might replace Bob Iger as the Disney CEO. And he did state that he is one of the candidates that's being considered as a long-term replacement who will oversee all of Disney. Now, Iger is expected to lead Disney in 2026, and that's after steering the company for more than 50 years. Marvel and Lucasfilm is what he oversaw with Pixar and 21st Century Fox when they were put on Disney Plus. Now, Wilson did serve as 24 years at EA, and the press conference from the publisher are now rare because of that. Wilson did become the CEO of EA in 2013, following the resignation of John Rixlio, former CEO of EA. Iger is 74, or will be 74 this February, and that would be his second stint at Disney. His initial retirement was 2021, lasted just a year, but he did return after his successor, Bob Chapek, was fired. So, what's going to happen next? We don't know. We'll keep our eyes on it. Now, if you bought a PlayStation 5 Pro, some of the game boosts did fall short of what was promised. Why? Well, WCCF Tech did get into it, and they were saying that it was the memory bandwidth. The improvement should have been at 45%, but right now the improvements are only at 30 to 35%, and those are in the titles that did not receive the PlayStation 5 Pro Enhanced patch. Now, they were also talking about the compatibility mode, and it's unclear on whether or not that mode will be available to the PlayStation 5 Pro. But they were also looking at the memory bandwidth constraint, and they were saying that it might have been that was holding back the performance that was promised. We shall see what happens with that. Now we'll get to Xbox, because we're going to start with GamesRadar.com. And Phil Spencer was doing some talking with Bloomberg. And in this article, they were talking about the 2,500 jobs that was cut this year. But Spencer said that the Xbox business was indeed very healthy. In fact, here's what he said, quote, "The business is performing right now, and I think that means a more healthy future for hardware and the games we built," end quote. Now, the layoffs were back in September, and that was right after it was announced to the Microsoft shareholder that they would get an increase in their dividend payout that will be starting this month, 10%, and that was netting 83 cents per share rather than 75 cents. So the CEO, Serenella, is also getting a 62% increase to his compensation for what he did. Spencer did say, quote, "I feel pretty good about where this industry is going. To reach new players, we need to be creative and adaptive of new business models, new devices, new ways to access. We're not going to grow the market $1,000 consoles." So, in 2024, 13,000 people have been laid off in the video game industry. In 2023, 10,000 people did lose their jobs. But the Xbox fans did have some fun with the Death Stranding director's cut, and the Indiana Jones and the Great Circle is something that is coming to look forward to. But pure Xbox got into the different part of the conversation, because they were saying that, yeah, there's a handheld in the works, but don't expect it anytime soon. So once again, that was in the interview with Bloomberg. And he made sure to point out that that's a long-term goal. In the interim, his team will be working on the Xbox app that will be on the existing handhelds, such as the Asus ROG Ally. So here's what he said on this one. Quote, "Longer term, I love building devices, and I think our team could do some real innovative work, but we want to be informed by learning and what's happening now." I'm drinking my tea as I do this, so if you hear some awkward noise, I do apologize. But that's what he said about the handhelds. So what did he say about bringing games to PlayStation? Well, according to PlayStationLifestyle.net, there are no red lines. So Spencer did emphasize some of the Microsoft stance on the platform releases, and that was with a new interview with Bloomberg, and that was during when he also revealed that the company won't shy away from any further acquisitions. But there are some rumors on the Xbox biggest and most, and some of the other franchises. Halo may be considered for PlayStation, but Spencer said it was too early to make a decision regarding Halo. So he said, quote, "I do not see the red lines in our portfolio that say, thou must not," end quote. So we'll see what they bring over to PlayStation. They've already brought some games over, but maybe more will come. And we'll let you know which ones will come to PlayStation. But he also did say that right now there are no acquisitions of other companies right now, but Microsoft is eyeing some studios where it would make some corporate sense. We shall see. But when we go to the esports corner, all part of Microsoft, Xbox, Call of Duty League for next year was unveiled. This comes to us from esportsinsider.com. And right now, the Call of Duty League, CDL, will be in Toronto Ultra, hosting the first major for the season, Madrid. That's starting January 30th and ends February 2nd next year. March 20th through the 23rd, you'll see the defending champions, Optic Texas, hosting an event in Dallas. The middle of the road qualifiers for Majors 1 and 2 were also entered in a minor tournament. These are a 12-team single elimination event, and they will have a $20,000 prize for the winner. So we shall see what happens there. Now the Miami Heretics will also operate the third major, and that will take place in April 24th to the 27th, but the fourth major were not disclosed. So we'll hear about that next. CDL is on the way. Now, ESTNN usually talks about esports, but this time they're talking about the Swedish video game industry, and that went up by 6%. Well, ESTNN went to the Swedish game convention, and that's how they found out. So the revenue growth in 2023 rose to 6.4%, and that was surpassing the Sweden iron ore and fashion esport, or fashion exports, not esports, exports. Profitability was many games, and the companies remained profitable while fighting the challenging economic conditions, inflation. And they went through some other things as well, such as employment, workforce, market performance, challenges facing the industry, industry strengths, diversity, bunch of other stuff. Now we go to Street Fighter. PushSquare.com says that Street Fighter 6 is bringing Ryu and Chun-Li to Destiny 2. Yes, they are. And those are the ghost shells. They've been modified to suit the character they've been inspired by, with Ryu's headbands and the garments that are covering Cammy's classic red hat with a blonde ponytail dressing up another. He has Chun-Li's ox horns hairstyle Interesting, interesting stuff. But there are also going to be some new emotes, finishers, lots of good stuff. And Push Square thinks that this might be a real money purchase. We'll see. Now, PlayStation Lifestyle says that you can get a free PlayStation 5 if you spend about $2,000 on some jewelry. That is a jewelry retailer, Helzberg, and they are offering customers a free PlayStation 5 console with a purchase of $1,800 or more. And people were having fun about it. Yes, they were, because some people did get up online on Twitter and Reddit, because one of the people did say, quote, "Now you don't have to choose between love or a PS5. Another one said, quote, "Propose to her in the morning and be online playing NCAA that night." But some people also had some serious thoughts. Quote, "Just goes to show how crazy the markups are on jewelry." That's one quote. The other quote said, "I was actually planning on buying an engagement ring tomorrow, and I love a good deal." End quote. In fact, Order64 up on Twitter said, quote, "Free PlayStation 5 console when spending $1,799 or more on jewelry at Helzberg." So if you want a free PlayStation 5, how about some card decks? GameSpot.com said that there's a Star Wars deck building card game. It's only $17 there on Amazon. It's Star Wars. It's cards. Now, there's also the Twilight of the Republic starter set. There's Twilight of the Republic booster box. Shadows of the Galaxy starter set. Booster box. Spark of Rebellion starter set. And the booster box. And the Twilight of the Republic pre-release box. And the Shadow of the Galaxy pre-release box. It's a lot of cards. Blizzard Games, World of Warcraft, did say that during the 30th anniversary, if you watch on Twitch, YouTube, and TikTok, you can get a Blackrock Saber mount, a Colorado Wolf mount, anniversary player avatar, uncommon Sylvanas, one rare core, one Perils in Paradise pack, and one Great Dark Beyond pack. So, if it's TikTok, there's a bar on the bottom of the screen that would indicate that game rewards are live and you'll be earning progress. Twitch, you have to go to your settings, check the drops and rewards page, and enable it. And YouTube, you must be connected underneath the broadcast window and make sure that your account is linked. So if it is linked, you're good. If not, link it, then refresh the page. So go get those rewards. And Nintendo Everything says that Locomotive was announced and that will be ready to go on Switch November 21st in 8 days, right before Thanksgiving. So go have fun with it all. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. This has been a Dawn Forge production. Go play some games, people.